This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The names have been released of three backcountry skiers presumed killed in an avalanche in southwest Colorado Monday. CPR's Dina Sieg says crews are still looking for the bodies of Seth Bossung, Andy Jessen, and Adam Palmer.
They were in a group skiing in the backcountry outside of Silverton when an avalanche buried four people. One escaped with minor injuries. The deceased are all from Eagle. Seth Bossung was an architect who also worked for the county. Andy Jessen and Adam Palmer were on the city council. Colorado State Senator Carrie Donovan represents their district.
It's devastating. It's just devastating to lose one person in a small, tightly knit community like Eagle. And then when you lose, you know, multiple community leaders, they're going to leave a hole. They're going to leave a hole that I don't think will be filled.
In Grand Junction, I'm Dina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has collared a gray wolf for the first time. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The milestone comes after former President Trump removed gray wolves from the endangered species list. That gave management authority to states. Rebecca Farrell is with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. She says the change allowed the agency to collar a gray wolf, first observed near the Wyoming border.
It's exciting for us because it's our first opportunity to start our process of managing and seeing what's happening on the ground here in Colorado.
It's not clear where the wolf came from. Farrell says it appears to be traveling with another male, which had already been collared in Wyoming. She says biologists will now watch to see